Yep, ring a ling, I hear wedding bells.
Ring a ling,
I hear wedding bells. Yep, ring-a-ling-ling, I hear wedding bells.
If it takes me the rest of my life, I'll lead you to the altar and make you my wife. I won't give up till wedding bells make us one. When we're 100 kisses past midnight, the music stops and I hold you tight. Oh, how nice it all seems.
I wake up and find this again.
I hear bells, wedding bells. I hear bells, we're here together. I hear wedding bells
Yep, yep, ring ling ling, I hear wedding bells.
When we're 100 kisses past midnight, the music stops and I hold you tight. Oh, how nice it all seems.
I wake up and find this a dream.
I hear bells, wedding bells. I hear bells when we're together. I hear wedding bells
Yep, yep, ring-a-ling-ling, I hear wedding bells.
The Del Vikings on the Mercury label, The Bells, kicking off part two of the 2021 Time Capsule Discovery Show. My name is Joe Marchesani. I don't say it a lot, but I do want to say that I'm dedicating this entire show to the memory of my close friend and colleague, Tom Luciani. Tom and I became very disappointed when the white pop stars started to push away the African-American vocal groups. We wanted to listen to the Munglos and the Flamingos and the Teenagers, not Frankie Avalon and Fabian. So we started to tune in to the African-American stations way up on the dial in New York, and that would have been Dr. Jive, Tommy Smalls, Hal Jackson, and WNJR in Newark, New Jersey. We were constantly listening to them. And then sometime in the late 50s, we heard of this Alan Frederick show from Long Island, sponsored by something called Times Square Records. And Tom and I would listen every time we could. I think it was on maybe once a week on a Saturday night. Reception wasn't great, so we would have to walk up to this hill and turn the portable battery-operated radio in a certain direction to get Alan Frederick's. And we loved the music, and that got us started in looking at the music from the 50s that was neglected on the major radio stations. More about that later. So let's go to the West Coast. And we're going to go to two now by West Coast groups. The first is by the Larks, but that's really three of the Don Julian and the Larks members. Don Julian, Ted Waters, and Charles Morrison. This is the flip side of Money. Excuse me. This is on the Money label, and it's the flip side of The Jerk. From California, from 1964. And then after that, an a cappella version of the flip side of Laughing Love. And this is by the Native Boys, a group from L.A. on the Combo label, 1956. It's called Valley of Lovers, and I always liked this, and Tom did also. He liked all of the songs by the Native Boys. Vince Weaver is the lead, backed up by tenor Ed Saunders, baritone Fred Romaine, baritone Charles Mathis, and another lead, George LeBrun. I'm not sure who does this. This is the Flip of Laughing Love, one that Tom really enjoyed, and it's a little bit of a West Coast salute here on the 2021 TCD.
Forget me now that you have with me your
Follow me, darling. Hear my call.
Nice job by the Native Boys, and I always like their ballad sides more than the up-tempo, and Tom liked the up-tempo. My favorite escapes me right now. I'm going to be 78 in 2021. I'm still working full-time, but from home. There's not a lot of stuff you can do in video production at home other than editing and closed captioning and stuff like that, so I'm anxious to get out there and do productions again on location. But the one thing that happens at this age is the memory things just kind of disappear for a while. It'll come back. Happy to be able to still work, even though from home. Haven't had my COVID shot yet. I'm on a medical organization that has a lottery, and they pick 100 names at random every day, and they invite those people, and they're doing it weeks out, so I probably will be working from home the whole spring semester. Okay, we did do a cappella in part one, and we just did some a cappella in part two, just some, so we're going to do another one now, but this is kind of interesting. This is the same song, both a cappella and with music. This is that group from the armed services that were U.S. Army people in Hawaii. We've played them before. Ira Johnson is the lead. And then Leroy Richardson, the first tenor, Gerald Richardson, second tenor, Harold Wells, the baritone, and Edwin Cyrus, the bass. The song is You're the One for Me. So we'll first start with the a cappella version, and then the same song with music, and you can decide which one you like and which one you think they did a better job with. A salute to the Lucky Charms.
Do 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 do
Nice effort by the Lucky Charms. I like the one with music better. Ira Johnson, Leroy Richardson, George Richardson, Harold Wells, Edwin Cyrus, you're the one for me. Lucky Charms, U.S. Army, Corman from Hawaii. We played songs by them before, ballads really, like Sunday Kind of Love, but not that one. Back to my long, long list of people who have written in. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Chris Mahoney, and we may be hearing something from him shortly. Steve Percy, another great DJ from The Net. Rich Mercado, Margie and Frank, Suzanne Dreyfus from Arizona. And I always think of Arizona when I do the show, because they do the show in February in Iowa. And right now, this is that cold, cold 2 weeks. You've probably had a little bit too, but it's at night it's like minus 16 air temperature. So I've been kind of home for the last 10 days and waiting to get back outside again. Hello to George Frunze, who wrote a beautiful article about the Philly radio scene. To Dean Shapiro, who wrote the definitive history of the Time Capsule Show. Thank you, Dean. To Errol Foles, another one from Arizona, former New Yorker. Bob McGinnis up in Ohio. To Denny Ostrom, who has contributed a lot with his music to the rhythm and blues and rock and roll scene. Let's go now to Times Square Records and the kinds of the songs that were popular when we first went down there. Tom and I heard about Times Square Records on the Alan Frederick Show. We went down the first time. It was a tiny little store, like in a wedge, and you could hardly go through the records because you'd be elbow to elbow or shoulder to shoulder with other people. And Tom and I did buy records in our own neighborhood. There was a store that sold 78s, and I would buy a vocal group Harmony 78 for 50 cents or so. That was my allowance every week. But then now we went down to look at these 45s on the wall. It said $10, $5. How could that be? It's just a 69-cent record. So here's a group that came out of the Times Square era. They're the Admirations. And this is from 1963. Tom and I, went to all the Times Square locations. We talked to Slim. We did a takeoff on Slim, which he played on one of his shows. The Admirations, I believe, are the Brooklyn group. There was more than one group with this name. And I think this is a black group, not the group that did Bells of Rosarito, which is a white group with the same name of the Admirations. So we're going to play that on the Times Square label, 1963. And then another record that was very popular at times on the Joyce label. These are the Gay Tunes, but this particular release is an alternate version of Heaven Sent You. It was unreleased, and the group calls themselves The Concepts, but I believe this is the Gay Tunes. Earl Curtin, Wayman Carey, Harry Pinchback, and Fred Davis. Another group that was very popular at Times Square Records, as was anything on the Joyce label. And I did buy Sweetest One. That was my first purchase at Times Square Records, and it escapes me what Tom's first purchase was. So here is a little spotlight on Times Square Records, The Admirations, Mixture of Love. And that's on the Extra label. I'm not sure why I said Times Square Records. And then The Concepts, also known as the Gay Tunes, Heaven Sent You, unreleased, and probably recorded for the Joyce label. But both of these were pushed or associated with Times Square Records.
You take two kisses and two loving hearts, and you put them together. It's a mixture of love, Daniel, Daniel. Find the recipe for your heart. Some go for gold and some
We had the concepts, probably the gay tunes, unreleased, probably from Joyce, Heaven Sent You, I would say late 1950s, and then before that, The Admirations on Extra, Mixture of Love. Both records were groups and records that kids talked about at Times Square Records. Okay, another story. Well, I had a cousin who was interested in music, and he wasn't responsible for rhythm and blues, rock and roll, vocal group harmony that Tom and I loved. But he liked to, he liked to find ways to make a buck. And so he wanted to get into the record business, and he became friends with Al Brown. I'm not sure how. Well, Tom and I, as some of you know, had a radio station, AM 1620 on the dial. Not very legal, but we didn't know. We just figured, oh, there was nobody there. We can just do this. So it was set up in my grandfather's basement for a while. And my cousin said, I have Al Brown coming this week. You want to interview him? So my cousin brings Al Brown down this basement, and I don't know what he was thinking of. And we were talking about his releases on the Al Jean label. And some of them were pretty good, and we played a number on the Time Capsule show. Not sure what came of that meeting, other than the fact that we were impressed that we could meet an orchestra leader and a record company owner. We were just kids in early years of college. So, speaking of that, here is something that was unreleased on the Al Jean label. It's by the Jive Chords, 1962, It Was You. Okay, the Jive Chords, up-tempo, unreleased, from the Al Jean Library, 1962. It Was You, and that sounds like that could have been a record that was popular on the Times Square Records show and at Times Square Records. More people wrote in this time as a result of postings on Charlie Horner's Facebook page and Jim Santa Barbara's Facebook page. Thank you to both of them. Thank you to Charlie, to Andrew Bohan, to Bob Ryan, Joel Katz, James Douglas, Lance Rossi, Noni Scarlos, Jerry McKenna, Carrion O'Doherty, Eric Schusterman, Rosemary Taylor. More later. But let's go to the music now. And I don't do this more than once a year, so I don't speak in front of a microphone very often. This is it. So maybe I've lost some of the style and polish that I might have had at one time. But I'm happy to come back once a year, and I guess I'll keep doing this until I run out of records to find and play. This is 2021, and as I've said, I'm still working full-time. And enjoy the music that's posted on different websites, and also enjoy finding things that I never knew existed, like the Cool Toppers from Beverly, North Carolina. Now, this group apparently had some relationship with the Corsairs, you know, meeting in smoky places, and maybe some of the members were with the Corsairs, because the names sound familiar: James Uzel, George Wooten, Jay Uzel, Charlie Joyner, Irving Perry, James Lewis, and Lindbergh Uzel. So the Corsairs, maybe before the Corsairs they were the Cool Toppers, but I like this. It's called Is That Exactly What You Want to Do? The Cool Toppers, and I forgot to write whether this was unreleased or not. I also forgot to write that it was on, I believe, the Excello label. That's just from memory, but when you are my age, you cannot trust that, although I have memories of what Tom and I did together and things that happened in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, way more than I did what happened last week. Here's a record that has been on the list for many years, and I always, at the last go-round, I flip it. And this year, since we're doing a long show dedicated to Tom's memory, I thought I would include it. I know nothing about the group except that I believe they're from Philadelphia on the Shad label, late 50s, early 60s, the Big Five. I think you'll like this. Blue Eyes. A soulful song from that period between the late 50s and early 60s, and I think that group represents that crossover period very well. The Big Five from Philadelphia on the Shad label, Blue Eyes. Okay, more people that wrote in about Tom. Thank you very much to Grace Gaito, Joe Duongardi, Marty Shine, Marie Isabel, Bobby Rustici, who worked at a bank with Tom, Janet Osseroff, Joel Schwarz, Ed Carlson, Phil Beauchamp, Anita Anderson, and of course Night Train, Jim Becquet. All of these people went out of their way to send messages either personally to me or to post them for the world to see on Charlie Horner's website or Jim Santa Barbara's website. Okay, we're going to have more a cappella now. We've had more than average on this show, but when you're looking for things that were not played, it's hard. I kept good records of the show throughout the 60s and 70s, but when I moved to Iowa, sometimes a list would get lost, so I wasn't positive about some of the records that I've played since on the air, but some of the a cappella versions that were never released turned out to be representative of the best in rhythm and blues and rock and roll, so why not play them? First, we go to Brooklyn, New York for the Encounters. In the 60s, they began. There have been many iterations of the Encounters, but Hutch stays in touch with me and keeps me up to date. And so I didn't have the time to do the research to find out exactly who was on this version of the Encounters, but I like it. If I Could Be With You Tonight, so that's their take, their version of a very famous song. And then Chris Mahoney, He does all the parts himself. And here he tackles a classic. It was done by the Five Keys, by the Solitaires. Takes nerve to try this, but Chris did a really nice job on I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance, a cappella, here on the 2021 TCD.
I'll watch so
Thank you, Chris. Nice job. Ghost of a Chance. Chris doing all the parts. And before that, The Encounters. Thank you, Hutch. If I Could Be With You Tonight. Well, this is a sad year for a lot of reasons. As some of you know, Tom Luciani, my good friend and colleague, passed away early in 2021. Tom fell and hit his head in the summer and had to go to a medical facility and was never the same since. I did talk to him maybe weekly, and I sent him copies of the old Time Capsule show that I thought that he'd enjoy. It was his half of the show. And he was doing better for a while, and then took a nosedive, and then it was all over. And my heart really is so sad for the loss of Tom. And Tom's good friends, George Tompkins, Lou Fiore, and Bill Shabilsky, I know will join me in dedicating this song to Tom. It's by the Orioles, unreleased, early 1952, and the Orioles were one of Tom's favorite groups, like the Five Keys and others. Sonny Till, Alexander Sharp, Ralph Williams, George Nelson, Johnny Reed, and the pianist was Charlie Harris. The Orioles singing from all of us to Tom, Why Did You Go?
Why did you tell me that you love me so? You and you only has made this love grow. We're not together, you said we were through. Darling, why did you go? You loved, caressed me, told me those lies. I loved you, believed you, but now my heart cries. I'll never trust another, can't realize. Baby, why did you go? You made me a king, I set high on the throne. Gave me happiness I had never known. I still love you, guess I always will. Please come back, baby, I miss you still. You're up on top now, so what can I do? We tried to make it, now we are through. Please, please tell me, I want to know, oh baby, why did you go?
You made me a king, I live high on the floor. Gave me happiness I have never known. I still love you, guess I always will. Please come back, baby, 'cause I love you still.
Yes, you're on top now, what can I do? We tried to make it, now we are through. Please, please tell me,
lot of years spent connecting with Tom over all of our mutual interests, sharing our love of the lesser-known rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal groups with all of you. Sunny Till and the Orioles, very appropriate, Why Did You Go? Well, I'm sure I left off some names of people who wrote in. I'm kind of jammed in a corner here of a spare bedroom. I wrote all these names, but there's not much light here. So some of them I might have missed. I apologize if you did write about Tom and I didn't mention your name. It was just the situation and not anything other than that. I hope to be around in 2022 with another show, God willing. And I appreciate the notes and cards that you still send me. I still get Christmas emails from listeners. I try to connect with people. I know there are many very important people who are still keeping the music alive. We've talked about them on the show. And thank you to everyone who's written the history of the Time Capsule Show. Of course, that would be people that have put our story in print, George Frunze and Dean Shapiro. And thank you to you for continuing to support the music. You know, it gets hard when you get to be our age and you're dealing with other things. And in this case, you're kind of trapped at home. But I hope this music does give you a little brightness to your day. And if you find anything that you don't think I've played and you want to let me know, please do. So it's heartbreaking to have the loss of one of your absolute best friends, if not your best friend. But I think we need to be happy that Tom shared his talent with all of us. He was a wonderful DJ, better than the far majority of DJs that I ever heard in New York. And he had a wonderful voice. He loved jazz. He loved Dixieland. He loved big band. He loved rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And he gave it his all. He was on there for 15 years with me most of the time. A lot of work went into planning those shows, going around the country and finding those records. So hopefully there'll be happy stories to tell next year. But until then, stay safe, stay well, mask up, social distance, and enjoy the music of those great old groups. So long. See you next year. Thank you.